Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to the very special guest coming up to talk about Downtown Green Bay Art Fest. But first, one more pitch for Pella Windows and Doors.
We love Pella. And for those of you who are listening, and it's time to, I mean, we're all enjoying the summer, but winter's coming up. And to make sure, and we studied this even when I was in City Hall, people always to have them conserve money. The best way to do this is conserve energy. And one of the things is to have just great windows and doors. So we just went around to some of the older neighborhoods that really needed their heat bills were more than their rent, their mortgage payment. I mean, can you believe that? So anyway, you get Pella involved. No matter what house you got, whether it was built in 1915 like mine or 2015, they've got the right windows, doors for you. They come in, they show you these different your computer renderings of you can have this kind of window, that kind of window, different finishes, different styles, different panes. And it's free. And then you just pick what you want and buy it. And now they have some great financing too, which they didn't have when I bought my windows. So I think that's pretty cool. Something as low as like, what, $25 a month or something?
$18 for windows, $81 for doors.
Isn't that something?
It's fantastic.
All right. So, Katie, if you need windows and doors.
Kameen.
It's Kameen.
Kameen. Okay.
Yes.
Out in Howard.
That is where I live.
Yep. But your house isn't that old.
No, it's new.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, two years.
How old was the one you lived in Marinette that Pete Schwabe used to live in?
Yeah. I used to live in Marinette, and that house was almost 100 years old.
I'll bet.
And that's it had cool. Old windows. Yeah. We should have called Pella.
You should have. Hey, you are, you've got a big, big, big weekend coming up. I mean, we had some other guests on that are doing this, Endure, Just Finish. It's a 24-hour physical challenge. Yours is a lot more fun, and it kicks off this Friday, and it is called Art Fest, and something that really has been around, the concept's been around for years and years, but the name, the title, Art Fest, is relatively new, 2 years. And
this is our second year of doing Art Fest. Yep.
And tell us about it. What's all there? I mean,
there's a lot.
I know.
Yeah. So we closed down the streets of Green Bay, and the central hub is sort of in the Adams Street parking lot. And we have food trucks. We've got our main stage there. We have two side stages. We have a smaller stage, and then we have a performing arts stage. So lots of different music and different. We've got dance groups coming in. So lots of entertainment. Then we have cooking demonstrations. So we have the Eat and Compete tent. So cooking demonstrations going on all day. And then we have life drawing is going to be there. And so you can watch them do paintings and drawings live. We've got the color run. So, you know, those fitness people, that's not me.
Oh yeah. Cause you don't look like you're fit at all. Right.
So we have the color run walk, and that's fitness for anyone. All ages, all abilities are welcome. It's a run walk. And then you get doused in color, which is really fun. So we've got that going on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then we have over 100 artists registered for the art fair, which is amazing because it's more than double what we had last year.
Oh, good.
So, we've doubled in size.
I think people need to really understand that Art Fest is more than the pictures, right? I mean, and that's what the previous one was a little bit more artsy, whereas you've expanded this. I mean, even Friday night, just kicking it off, it's kind of like a festival, right? You got Big Mouth and the Power Tools coming Friday night.
Yeah, so we have Friday. So there's a lot going on because we have Fridays on the Fox. So we've got Big Mouth coming Friday evening on the City Deck at 6 to 9. So that's Friday night. And then Saturday, we've got Art Fest and we have the Farmers Market. So we've got Art Fest going on in addition to the regular programming that we do, which is Fridays on the Fox on the City Deck behind Hagemeister and then the Farmers Market.
What streets are shut down?
So it is Jefferson Street is closed and Adams Street is closed.
Not Washington here?
Washington Street is closed. Yep. Okay.
Well, if you need to have some help doing that, nice. Jim can have them come out and close down the street for no reason. I told her that.
Did you tell her that? All right. Let's move on. Yeah. So tell us about how people can participate in that mural, the Radnitsky
Yeah, so we do have the community art mural, and that is that you can just follow the signs. So we're going to make sure we're doing that today on the streets, that there's going to be arrows that point you to how to get there. So
and then people can help paint.
Yeah, that. Absolutely. It's kind of a it's sophisticated paint by number. Yeah.
Oh, and that's cool.
What is it going to be?
It is going to be, so one of our big sponsors is the Ho-Chunk.
I see that.
Yep. And they are doing it's feathers, and it's the different clans of the Ho-Chunk.
Oh, very cool.
It's going to be very, very cool.
I used to paint by numbers, and a lot of times there was that kind of, design. Mm-hmm. You see different colors, bright colors. That's going to be awesome when that's done. Hey, is there a cost to this?
Nope. It is totally free. So we have sponsors that help us to put on these events. So Green Bay Packaging and Nicolet Bank are big sponsors for this event. And we have lots of other sponsors as well. Yeah. And the Ho-Chunk is a sponsor for us as well. And they are, those sponsors help to make this event free for everyone. Of course, right. You can buy, you can buy the artwork that speaks to you, and you can buy, food and beverage. But the event is open and free for everyone.
Are you full? I mean, as far as no late entries, but I mean, as far as for artists, I mean, did you guys have a quota and that's how many we're going to have? And then did that get filled?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep. Our goal this year was 100, and we actually surpassed that a little bit. So we do have, we've used every inch of space that is available to us.
Great.
So, yep.
And the weather's on your side. This is going to be a good week. There's been rain on this weekend before.
I think last year it rained. Yes. Yeah. We are happy about the weather.
Any authors? I have to ask that, because I used to do book signings at...
Not this year.
Okay.
Next year.
I'm trying to find a way to make a buck out of this.
So with the arts, like you said, the visual, and then, of course, the dancing, tell me more about the food. I think people like me are very interested in unique things on cooking and...
Yeah, so we will have cooking demonstrations, so you can watch someone cook and then get free samples. So check that out.
Do you know who's coming?
It's Chef Jill. She is, she owns
Iverly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gathering. Yep. So yep. She is going to be, she's going to be
Gathering. I think it's Gather, right?
It's Gather.
Gather.
Gather, yeah. On Broadway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be one of the hosts, the kind of the MC for that. Yeah.
All right.
And then for food trucks, I believe we are going to have 14 food trucks. So we're going to have two food truck areas. So there's going to be, we tried to get a variety of lots of things. So we hope that there will be something for everyone.
This is big.
As long as you have the blooming onions.
You got a thing here. Can't wait for a Soggy Prairie Madison Bluegrass Band on the main stage at 11 o'clock Saturday at Art Fest.
Yes. Yep. Soggy Prairie. Hip Pocket, Frank Sinatra Tribute Band. So there's a lot of great.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yep. So that's Sunday
afternoon. I used to be in one.
In a tribute band?
Just Sinatra.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah.
No, he was not. You were not.
I was too.
No. Was not. In your dreams? Yeah.
Fly me to the moon. Me swing amongst the stars. Let me know what love is like on Jupiter and Mars.
I thought you said you did Frank Sinatra.
I did. Well, I was
like
drunk.
Sounds more like Roseanne Barr.
I was like the singer at the All-Star game.
That lady at the All-Star game. Yeah. All right. This is cool what you're doing. Tell me about the artists that are there, because you can buy things, walk through, something catches your eye.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have, I believe it's artists coming from 12 or 13 states. So
a lot of
Wisconsin, but we have people coming from Texas, Arizona, Iowa. So
this is big. This is huge.
It is.
Yeah. Any woodworker type artists?
Yes. We have a couple of those.
Really? Anybody that makes birdhouses out of barnwood?
Out of barnwood? I'm not sure. But
can I get in for next year?
You can apply.
Okay.
Let's talk after.
We shall.
Because you got to show up. You have to have quality product. Those are all just qualifiers, John.
I'll show up. Maybe.
Inventory to sell.
All right, Jim. Way to discourage you guys. Wow.
I think you'd be great. It's unique. You do have, I think the beauty of going to these festivals is, this isn't Target Walmart stuff. I mean, this is really cool, artisan, original, from the food to the...
Yes.
You know what I have not found good, though? I have not found a good, what do you call it, where they... And I've done it in New York. I did it at the Widener for a thing.
Hot dog?
No. Where they draw your picture, but caricatures.
Oh, no, there's...
I do not look good in caricatures.
Well, that's... I mean, come on.
It doesn't look like me.
Yeah, it does, John. That's it. It does. Believe me, these guys are really, really good.
They take your worst features as well.
Thank you.
The nose.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's my nose and bags under my eyes and dark eyes. Yeah. I swear to God, that's all they feature.
That is what we see. So
wow.
I don't think there's going to be caricatures at Artfest. Sorry.
I think there is. You know that? Well, you would know. You would know. But they've had character. Cause
I've done it.
So have I.
Oh.
I've had it done with my daughter, and she, too, did not care for it. I said, it kind of looks like us. So anyway, yes.
So all don't right. have them. Ban
all right,
them.
All right, we banned them, but we have so much other stuff. Tell us a bit more about the art. I want to learn about the dancing. Who's coming for that? You got the... Well, go ahead. You tell me.
Well, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I do know we've got the Irish dancers coming, the Heritage Irish Dance Academy, and they're always very popular.
Love that. Mm-hmm. That These little girls that dance, that do their things, like the river dance, I could watch that all day. I'm not even kidding. I think that I've got some friends
whose granddaughter.
I have not tried, but I watch them.
That
it
like
is jump so
roping.
Cool.
Their hair is so bouncy.
Well, the hair is cool, but that is a workout, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That clogging.
Yep. Yes. I love watching that.
Did that one time as, you know, coming up here, you know, somebody from the audience. That's worse. It's worse than jump roping. What did I say? It was jump roping. Jump roping's hard, I think. And that's even, anyway, that's great. They work hard. They train hard. And they're just, it's like 42nd Street, right? Just, you can only hear one, you know, they're just so together.
Yeah. And then we have some cultural groups as well. We have a Hmong dance group. And then the Ho-Chunk is going to be doing some performing.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Those little kids that dance with those groups are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm glad you're showcasing all that stuff.
Me too.
All right. So this kicks off Friday night, but really at the City Deck, because Big Mouth is playing there, and that's really kind of the soft opening to your event.
Sure. Yeah. Fridays on the Fox is happening on Friday nights.
Right.
Yep. And then Art Fest opens on Saturday morning. Morning and then Saturday and Sunday. Yep.
Outstanding.
Man, and combined with the farmer's market, I mean,
there's a lot going on.
Cool place to be. Free parking.
Yep.
Free admission.
Fly me to
the moon.
And of course,
let me play. I like it.
Amongst the stars. Can you tell a difference at all?
No, at all.
What love is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Can you tell he's tone deaf?
In other words.
She's not.
On my hand.
Not even
what? Just, Katie, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Katie, we'll see you this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having
me. Green Bay, it's where it's happening.
That's right.
Quick break. Back up this.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. Worship and adore. In other words,
let him finish, John.
You.
Okay,
I could call Bill Denny. I could call him right now. Okay,
I
from
got
Big Mouth, and he will verify every time I'm at one of their concerts. They beg me to come up and sing that song with them.
Yeah, because John.
They beg me to come and sing that song with them. Yeah.
There's his card.
There's his card right there.
I know.
Yes.
I like him. They a little comic relief. Okay. Well, they're going to be here Friday night at the, on the City Deck.
He told me the ladies would swoon like it was Sinatra in 1947.
Oh gosh.
That's what he told me.
God.
That's what he told me.
I thought he didn't drink till
after
the
show. Told me. That's what he told me.
He is great. And I'm sure you've seen those guys 100 times. They bring that Packer player up to sing,
Gary Ellis.
Yes. And,
he's the got blind, a voice.
Yeah, the blind guy. Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah, singing Ray Charles.
Right.
Yeah.
That is really, really good.
I know.
Really good.
Yeah.
So, is he still in town?
I do not know.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. He wasn't at the last Big Mouth I saw, but yeah. I don't know if he does this regularly. Yeah. Great stuff. Boy, they got that thing organized, huh?
Yeah, they do. And then we're going to talk about
And by the way, she asked us to correct something. Washington Street will not be closed.
Yeah. That's right.
Washington Street is open.
Unless Jim...
Yes.
Plan something that nobody knows about.
Right.
Right. Could have closed it, you guys.
Hey, if Todd trimmed his beard.
Oh, God. What now?
What?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, man.
You see it?
that.
You see
that
it?
Would be you see what it? You want to do it.
Do you see it?
Okay. You know what I want to do
He's on the
now?
Front page of the paper right here.
Take a look.
You have to comb his hair to the
comb
side.
His hair.
Let me see. Jim, show me.
J.D. Vance.
Two
to the
things,
side.
Two you things. Grew number hair a little one, bit longer. If I'm that fat looking, kill me. Well, second of all,
yeah,
he looks like he wears eye makeup, guys. I'm just saying. He looks like his eyes are a little done up to me.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think he... Okay, now it's the gloves are off, John.
Yeah,
well, you do have a much cooler haircut than him.
J.D. Vance?
What kind of a haircut is that called?
A fade.
That is the fade. Okay.
Fade. We talked about that.
I know, but I thought there were different kinds of fades.
There's high fades. There's, you know, low fades.
Yeah. Yours a high fade?
Very high fade.
Yeah. Very high fade.
I'm watching J.D. Vance's movie tonight.
I've seen that. I had no idea it was about him. I saw it like 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's like the most popular book. Jump to the number one.
I'm trying to think who plays his mom or his grandma. It's like a big name.
He's not Meryl Streep,
but
he's not in it, is he?
No, I mean, it's about when he was like 12.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. But it's his story.
It's a big name. I can't think of what it is. Cloris Leachman? No, she's dead. I don't know. But big name plays his mom, who was real big drug problems and his sister's drug problems.
One of the stars has to be his grandma because she raised him.
Yeah. Well,
it was directed by Ron Howard.
Yep.
Okay.
And
they talked about it last night. They made a joke about that when his wife introduced him that he was
Glenn Close.
There you go. Plays his grandma, right?
Must be. Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, did you read the book?
No, but I saw the movie. I just had no idea anything to do with a politician or anything like that.
Well,
but it's a good movie about a kid growing up in, you know, Appalachia and moms who are kind of a druggy and things. And there were some big names in it. So
he tied his remarks last night back to that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, it will. So we're mentioning big things taking place in the Green Bay area. I'm going up, taking my granddaughters to the DeYoung Family Zoo.
Nice.
And it's gonna be the first time I made a reservation. They've got a place. I don't know if this has been publicized too much. They've got a place now right across the street from the zoo, basically, where they have other animals. And you can reserve and, like, for an hour, have, like, one-on-one. Like, there's going to be a penguin there and a sloth.
Really?
I don't even know what's a sloth?
Yeah, they just move really, like you.
Okay.
Really, really slow. All right. Really slow.
And then slow. And then some other animals where you can have really one. I think otters are going to be there. And
don't those sloths, though, have claws?
I don't know.
They do.
Okay, I'm going to be careful.
Be careful with that.
Okay, I'll be careful.
You're taking your grandkids, right?
Yeah, my granddaughters. Yeah.
What? I'm just saying that you don't want them to, you know, we want that to be a fun experience.
It's going to be. Yeah. But I will report back in that on Monday about what a cool thing. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, they're fine.
Look at those hands.
Yeah, I look like J.D. Vance. Mino looks like a sloth.
There you go.
All look at that. All right. Look at that.
Wow.
Put a little visor on that thing.
We're there and some female glasses.
Okay. His turn.
His turn quick.
Have you ever had a caricature picture taken?
Yes.
Were you happy with it? How you looked?
So I was wearing a suit. They accentuate, like Todd said, your eyebrows.
Negative.
I don't know. The eyebrows, the tie. It just, and then, yes, I've done that a couple times. And I think it's fun to do. I think it's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Todd, have you?
It's not that much. It's like $10.
I didn't think it looked much like me.
Right.
But,
it's one of those things. Do I really look like this?
But if you show it to somebody, they're going to be like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what they do. So I don't
all right.
Take it personally. So I'm going to be here Friday for Big Mouth. That'd be fun. But we have our family reunion on Saturday at the Two Rivers.
How big is that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look at that list. I don't know, 150? Probably. It's at the Schmidt Brothers. It's at that park in Two Rivers.
Sure.
On the stage, we have mass at 4. But, you know, it's fun. It's just fun to see your cousins.
Can I just say something? Coming from a very religious family, you're religious yourself.
My mom listens to the show. So
your
please,
mom
okay.
I mean, your mom does the rosary during our show, the whole thing.
Every day.
She follows. She's a big fan of that one nun with the one eye. We have some beautiful crucifixes for you. She's a big fan of hers. Okay. But numerous times when you talk about masses, you kind of scoff, like, oh, there's a mass. That one day you said there was something else that was really hot, and everybody, he went on and on and on. This priest wouldn't be quiet.
You know that the mass started, the homily wasn't part of the mass. They added that. And
What is the homily?
That's after the second reading. You know,
is that the sermon?
The Old Testament, the New Testament. Yeah, and then they do a homily.
I never knew the parts of a mass. I've never learned them. I know. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, my gosh. How can you? No, you.
I don't know what a homily is.
Isn't that a food?
Homily and grits?
Yeah.
And the homilies are, you know, they're just supposed to pick up on what the readings were about and kind of tie them into, you know, modern day, into your life. But I don't know. I'm not a priest. It's a sermon. All right,
okay.
Sermon, homily.
Sermon and the homily are the same thing.
So. Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
But the Pope was talking to the priest one time and said, look, you remember when you were a little boy sitting in the front row? Keep these things under 10 minutes. Well, my priest didn't hear that part. Oh. And I think, and he's a smart guy, but to, and I'm like, Father, you have like two or three homilies in that, but it's hard to sit for me. It's hard for me to sit for, you know, 5 minutes, much less 25 minutes. But anyway, that's all right. They got good messages and we have to be more appreciative.
There's a campground someplace that they do masses at the campground.
They do Jellystone.
Maybe it's, but is there water at Jellystone? Because a buddy of mine, they go for a pontoon ride with Bloody Marys and then take their Bloody Marys into the mass with them. Ooh. Is that legal?
I don't know. I don't know if it's legal. I don't think it's real respectful. But
right.
Anyway, so we do that, but we have a lot of fun. It's great to see your cousins. And so many of them are, like, getting older. They're our age.
Yeah.
Because right when you're cousins, they were all, you guys were all 10, 12, 14 years old. And now you're all, you know, 60 years old. So anyway, this would be a great weekend. But this guy, I hope he shows up with Big Mouth.
What's his name again?
Gary Ellis?
Gary Ellis. He is really, really good.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
I could do this song.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
Love Sinatra.
I'm gonna change that tune.
Let him take it out.
Please.
When I'm back on top in June.
Or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, is it a good-looking Friday, or excuse me, Thursday out there, isn't it?
I wish.
Well, look at it. Just beautiful. And it's nice and cool, kind of 60 degrees in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 59 in Green Bay, but sunshine and a cloud in the sky, just a beautiful day heading into a great weekend.
Yeah, the weekend's going to be awesome. There's so much going on in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, up in wherever that zoo is going to. Marinette, I'm going to Two Rivers.
Wallace, Michigan.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of things happening. And
Jim,
Oshkosh.
Okay. I'm just like looking at Jim. You've got the perfect shirt on for today, Jim.
Yeah, I do, man. I'm all into this cruising.
You could be in a
cruising
bar.
So, welcome. We have some very special guests who I just love unique businesses, and you guys check all the boxes. Tammy and Joe, is it Lefer?
Lefever.
Lefever. Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh. Have you been to the Tiki Bar in Elkhart Lake? No.
Yes.
Have you? Yes. That's great. Isn't that, that's fun. It's Tiki is like, you got to have a good time if you're tikiing anything. Is that right? Is that
literally
right?
You can't have a bad time at any tiki.
All tiki bars are fun. All tiki bars are fun, and you have tiki. What is it? A tiki boat ride? Tiki pontoon? Tell us about your business.
So it's Cruisin' Tiki's. They're all over Florida. We have a 6-passenger tiki bar that floats on the water, and we drive you around the Fox River and Lake Winnebago, Lake Butamore, and give you a tour of Oshkosh.
So do people rent you?
Correct.
Okay.
So the great unique thing about Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh is we're located dockside at Fox River Brewing Company. So you can bring whatever you want on the boat. It has always come with a Coast Guard certified captain. Nobody has to do the driving. So it is something a little bit more unique. There's not really anything like that around here where you can just hop on with, you know, 6 people, have a real intimate, personalized experience. And we always say, you know, we can't get a bad review because it's just so fun to be on the tiki and on the water. And it's got a nice cover, so you're not baking in the sun.
This looks awesome. So do you give a tour or do they just chill and you drive around?
We kind of, you know, follow the crowd. If they want information, we'll give them some on the area. But most people
everybody is celebrating something.
Right.
Birthday parties, bachelorette parties, anniversaries. So we kind of start out giving you some information and then kind of know when to clam up and let the guests.
And let them have their own party. Yeah, I used to do that at Elkhart Lake and I would just make it up.
Yeah, oh, we do.
You did what at Elkhart Lake?
The tours, you know, the pontoon boat tours. We had the morning coffee and then the evening cocktails. And
You did it?
I drove it and I gave some tours.
I never knew this.
Yeah, it's what is it? To get your license, it's $10, right? To drive a pontoon boat?
Not anymore. Well, maybe a pontoon, but for the Coast Guard, it's quite a production. We had to go through a lot to get our Coast Guard license.
It's about a 1-year process.
Oh, really? No, ours was $10 and stay right.
So. Stay right in the buoys.
Right.
That's one of the questions on the test, to stay right.
Yes. All right. So this is cool. How do people take advantage? It's behind what? Where do we get on?
Fox River Brewing Company in Oshkosh.
Yeah. Right.
We're dockside there, but obviously the best place is our website, www.cruisingtikisoshkosh.com.
And how long
is all of our, go ahead.
So how long is your season? I mean, you're doing it now, right?
This is our third year, and every year we've booked further into the fall. You know, September is still 80 degrees. Sometimes it's 80 in October still. So we'll keep going as long as customers want to book. Last year we did end October 1st.
It kind of looks like Ginger's Hut on Gilligan's Island.
Right?
Yes, it does. It really does. Looks like someone on Gilligan's Island, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot more spacious than it looks on there, too, because the boat can actually hold 12 people.
Oh, wow.
But Coast Guard actually regulates us to only 6 passengers. And that doesn't include like the captain and the tiki tender, as my 10-year-old coined the extra person, like he named it. So those positions don't count, but the 6 passengers. So it's really nice and roomy. You can walk around. You're not like restricted just staying in your seat and yelling at each other.
Right.
That's great.
So it's a very comfortable float.
Did your son accentuate that a little bit more? The tiki tender takes tips.
Tip your tiki tender.
Tip your tiki tender. Yes.
Well, when we started, he was 7, and he was like, "Mom, what's the guy that goes and gets like the drinks for the people?" And I was like, I didn't want to say, the bartender." And he goes, "The tiki tender." And I'm like,
"Nice.
That is what we're putting on the website."
Jim just said to me, whispered to me, the name of that person is your wife.
I did that. John said that. Thanks, John.
I'm just saying.
So people can bring on what they want. They can bring their own snacks and refreshments, or do they buy it from you, or how does that work?
We thought that, instead of being forced into an expensive drink, if you want to bring a 6-pack of Busch Light, great. If you want to bring your own cooler, a lot of people bring a charcuterie board. And,
yeah, right.
We call that a snackle box.
I like that.
Yeah,
you can bring on whatever you like, and you can eat on the boat, and then we clean up all the mess for you.
The other great option is being connected to the brewing company is they can cater anything, and they have a tiki bar right there on location.
Yeah.
So if you do want those fruity drinks and those frozen, deliciousness, bring them right on. We have a cooler full of ice. Like all you have to do is plop it in the cooler and go. And so it's really open to however you want to cruise. You can do it either way.
Sounds great.
How fun.
Sounds
and
like
what
fun,
a unique
yep.
way to go. And I'm sure, plenty of pictures are taken there. Tell me how long the cruises can be, or do you recommend?
So we have scheduled. We have on the weekends, we do 11:30 to 1:30, 2 to 4, 4:30 to 6:30, and then sunset, which is 7 to 9.
Great.
Perfect.
And then during the week, we just do the 2 to 4, 4:30, 6:30, 7 to 9.
You guys get a lot of traffic from EAA, or do those people pretty much stay where they are once they're there?
We get a lot of local traffic, actually. A lot of local people that want to see the planes, but not necessarily go out to the grounds. We have had a few, from EAA, but it was kind of surprising to us of how many local people just want to get out and see the planes in a really unique way.
Right.
Well, cool.
I think the view from the water, you just don't get that from the land. And I think that's just a cool thing. Of course, we have the Fox River here as well. And it's just fun to go up through the locks and just take a look at it from that angle, the different views of the house, because you don't see I mean, a lot of times these people have a lot nicer backyards than they do front yards. And it's just cool to see all that stuff along the water. So where does your, where do your tours, the 2 hours, where do you go then? So you pick it up. Tell me just a little bit about what people will see.
You know, again, kind of based on the customer and the wind. So we'll go under the 41 bridge and out to Lake Butamore, come back, go up to normally Oregon Street, but we have gone through all the bridges out to Lake Winnebago, kind of play the crowd and see where they want to go and kind of listen to our customers.
Nate, that's awesome. And they can bring what they want, reserve it. And like you said, I'll bet you there's just a lot of anniversaries, birthdays, that kind of stuff. What a unique way to celebrate.
A lot of celebrations.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How'd you come up with the idea?
I don't know. I feel like I've always wanted to be on the water. My dad had a boat when I was a kid, and I worked, kind of like Jim was saying, I worked on the Pioneer Princess for 4 years, and that was probably the best job I ever had.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great way to spend your summer working. And, we always wanted to start a small business, and we're down in Florida. Key West is probably our, one of our favorite locations, and they're all over Key West and the Florida Keys, and kind of looked at each other and said, maybe this is something we should look at. And, I just got to say the support of Fox River Brewing Company, Jay and John Supley and Heidi and Doreen have just been so supportive. And it just, it was kind of a marriage that worked.
Cool.
Yes. Supleys are nice people. And I think this is cool that you are you guys an item, or are you just working together? You business partners, or?
She made me wear this shirt. You take a guess.
Looks like you wore that to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Right. Right. Well, he's down at Key West.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
but again, you got palm trees all over yours. What's your celebration today?
I knew he was coming on. I'm honoring our guest.
Todd, you ever wear a shirt with palm trees?
I don't own one. No.
I don't either.
I don't.
I'm not sure Joe owns a shirt that doesn't have a palm tree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is just...
Hey, it's blocking advertising, baby.
That's right.
Whatever you got to do, you advertise every second. Isn't that the motto when you own your own business?
Right.
You're constantly always advertising?
Yeah, walking...
100%. Yep.
Right. You're a walking billboard.
Walking billboard, yeah, exactly.
You do that stuff. This is awesome. I just want to pick up, and we had a guest on earlier today, and she's starting a business, and... it sounds like you wanted to do this since you were a little kid. If your dad had a boat and you guys spend a lot of time in Key West. So nice you're trying this, right? This is what, your third year, you said?
Correct.
Third summer.
All right, third summer. Well, that's...
What do you guys do for real? For other work, I should say real work, for the rest of the year?
I work at WGNR Furniture. I'm a manager at WGNR in Oshkosh.
All right. Cool.
Excellent.
And I actually work in marketing for a local financial for Community First Credit Union. Support your credit unions. Love your credit unions.
And support the Greens at WGNR. Although you guys are ESOP now, right? You own part of that company.
Correct.
Yeah, yep. That's cool.
We were with the Greens the other day.
Yes.
The golf tournament.
They're huge supporters of the new community shelter where I work. They've been on the board, and Paul and obviously his son Jim. So anyway.
One quick question I have for you though. Are you the pilot? Are you the skipper?
We have three.
Oh, okay. Boat? One boat. Okay. Where do you dock it? Oh, at the Fox River place, right?
Correct.
When you mentioned that Pioneer thing, was that at the old Pioneer Inn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, because I think they used to edit a thing one time for the Miss Teen Wisconsin pageant. Used to be. Yep. I think they did a cruise. I think I was on a cruise with them one time doing that.
Yeah, that would have been it.
Yeah, that was cool. What?
That's fun. So what, in the winter, do you dry dock or you take it down to Key West and try to make a little money down there too?
Well, I'm trying to talk her into it, but for now, we just... stored at Skipper Buds in Oshkosh.
All right. Yeah, put that thing on a trailer, go south, make a little money.
I got a feeling there's a little bit more competition in Key West than there is in Oshkosh.
Right, but he would be the only one serving cheese curds, so he can make his money there.
So true.
Jim, I feel like you and I should hang out more.
That's a phrase that's never been said before.
Yeah, ever. 13 months of show, no one ever has said, quote, Jim, you and I need to hang out. Never been said.
That says all the time. They just don't say it in front of John. They don't hurt his feelings. I get texts.
Because I get lots of texts. Mino, you'd be a fun guy to hang out with. You'd be a fun guy to go have some drinks with. You'd be a fun guy to whatever. Never heard anybody say that about Jim.
That's going to have private emails.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is great that you're doing this. And I just want to applaud you for, you know, instead of sitting around, you're 60 years old, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm glad you're doing this, and you're providing a great service, and people, you know,
it's a great experience to see it versus a pontoon boat, to see it on this tiki boat. But I just think there's a real appreciation once you see your city, your community from the water. It's just, I mean, that's how it all started, right? I mean, French fur trade and all that, everybody came on the water. Absolutely. It's cool to see that.
And honestly, I could say once you start a business in any community, I can't even, the people we've met, the arms that have wrapped around us, like, oh, it makes me emotional just thinking about it. Like, we've just had so much support and so much love, and people that don't even know you, they just want you to succeed, right? To succeed for, like, just for the sake of succeeding. And it's such an awesome thing to see. Like, Amy Albright down,
Discover Oshkosh.
She's awesome.
And Rob at the Chamber, and they have just been phenomenal in just wanting us to succeed. And it's so cool to be part of.
I gotta tell you something. You know, we're live, obviously, on WISS in Oshkosh, and of course WGBW here in Green Bay. And other than EAA, or I'd go to when I used to cover Oshkosh baseball or football, or we do games at Titan Stadium for Friday night football and everything, never really did that much in Oshkosh. We've really, now that we know everything going on in Oshkosh, and we walked the streets, went to the coffee, it is such a happening place. When I was driving down for a veterans amputee softball tournament last week in Fond du Lac, and I was going through Oshkosh, and I was listening to the guy say, hey, 3,000 volleyball teams here in town now, and this, it's like Oshkosh is a really happening place, and the different people like yourselves do a phenomenal job of promoting Oshkosh and what's going on.
Yeah, the entrepreneurs, the coffee shops, just everything about Oshkosh is awesome, and thanks for being part of that and sharing your talents with us. I mean, that's going to be fun. So we are going to go and give us the website one more time.
www.cruisingtikisoshkosh.com.
We're going to be at EAA for a couple days next week. Could you pick us up, bring us over, and give us a little cruise?
Yeah, call us.
A gym weekend.
Thank you, Joe. Wow. All right, Joe. I love this guy.
Tammy, give me a call. We'll set something up. All right, thank you. Thank you, guys. Good luck with that. Sounds phenomenal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.
Wasting away.
Welcome back. Mine and the Mayor wrapping up here on a Thursday morning. Great guests once again. Tad Taggart, Fernando, and Joel, who are going to be taking part tomorrow with the Endure Challenge.
Endure Just Finish.
Endure Just Finish Challenge.
4 p.m. tomorrow, 24 hours of, what do you call it, Crucible? Or what
Crucible.
Does that mean?
It means the final test.
Okay.
The final, this is it.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a cool thing.
Cool thing. Tracy Flukey and Matt Creasy, they were great talking about all the different things here at the Fox River Trail and all the... I loved your idea about the going up to Door County. I thought that was cool.
And that's like awesome up there.
Awesome.
Right? I mean, that's...
There are some hills, though. There's some tough hills.
There are, but Wausau's great. I get that. And Calumet County, you know, he said that's a goal. But Door County is just... There's just so many little shops to experience up there versus, you know, I've been to Wausau in a while, but I just hope that that's going to be a partnership, right? You need the state, you're going to need both counties to be involved, the municipalities along the way. But I think that's great. And it's not like the safest place for bikes. You know, if you're on the highway.
In Door County?
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
That's
why
I'm saying.
Because those aren't real wide roads and the shoulders aren't good.
And if you go off the shoulder and you hit gravel, you could come back
out
too fast.
I totally agree. So, I've done it. It's not great.
I mean, there's two reasons.
But Bayshore is fun to do. Have you ever done Bayshore?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
It is.
That's a lot of fun.
It's a great park, and we're going to talk about that again. And
I think we should buy, I think the company should buy the place that the
Packers?
No, the Malcors are selling with the Swedish barn.
Oh, yeah.
Right, surrounded by the national park up there.
And that was
that would be a great place for, like, our retreat.
And a radio? We could put up a radio tower?
Put up a tower there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could own Door County. Think about it.
Would you, though? Mm-hmm. Would you really?
Probably not. But anyway. Kim Thiel joined us today.
Oh,
she's got
goodness.
A great thing she's starting up in Kimberly. Cheeky Donuts, where they don't make the donuts until you tell them to start making the donuts.
Yeah.
And they are piping hot when you get them. That sounds so great.
It was cool that she and also Tammy Lefebvre from the Tiki both were emotional about the business and the communities. I mean,
oh yeah.
Well, I'm just the courage that it takes for somebody to go out on their own and do these kind
and
of things.
And the sweat, equity, worry they put into it. I mean, they get, and then they, it starts to come back. You know, she said like the love from the community and so it's like, I'm finally achieving my dream. Yeah, that's an emotional ride.
Absolutely.
And I think it's, you can just tell when it's emotional like that, they're all in.
Well, it's kind of like you and I starting the show. I was pretty emotional early on.
It's a never work. Looking out the window.
Might be a little bit different type of emotion, but there were emotions flowing. Right, Todd?
I gotta find something.
What else you got? Yeah. Joe saying, we gotta hang out more, Jeff.
Right. Yeah. See, isn't that nice? instead of you, I gotta find something else.
Katie Kamen, is that a brand?
Kamen.
Katie Kamen talking about Art Fest taking place downtown Green Bay. That sounds spectacular.
It's gonna be fun. They got so many things, and I don't think people. The name is the name, right? Art Fest, but it's so much more. You know, the cooking, the dance, you know, just all the other venues they have there, music besides just, you know, the visual arts. So it's much more than it used to be Art Street. This Art Fest has really been elevated. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait. And it's free parking. And then it's bookend with the Fridays on the Fox with Big Mouth. And then, of course, the Farmer's Market on Saturday. So yeah, and Oshkosh has it going on, and I'm sure there's a lot. We should probably chase down somebody in Appleton because I'm sure they always got something going on there. So, yeah, get out. It's a great weekend too, right? I mean,
phenomenal weekend.
80 degrees. It's not going to be like crazy.
It's actually going to be hotter. I was watching the forecast last night. It's going to be hotter where I'm going up in like Marinette, Stevenson, Michigan area than it is down here. It's going to be 84 up there and like 80 here.
And it'd probably be 70 where I'm going in Two Rivers. It's always cool city. The lake is right. Like that lake is just a free.
So you get your big family reunion taking place, huh?
Yep.
All right.
So that'd be fun. I mean, we're all getting older, and it's just you know, our connection is our parents, right? Our grandparents.
Yeah.
So that's fun to just talk. And people come from all over. I mean, it's, you know, we got a lot of people in Wisconsin, but people make the trip, and it's.
That's good.
It is. It's good. And, you know, there's nothing like it. So that's going to be a good time. So
we've only had one family reunion in my life, I think.
Okay, you should take the leadership on that, because I think if you would say, look, we're having a, what is your mom's? So it's Mino and what else? What's
Pizzotti.
Pizzotti. You know, and get you, God knows, you know, the food, and, you know, I don't know if people drink as much as you do, but I think it would be good to have an event.
We'll think about it.
We don't all
get along.
You know what?
Just because related doesn't mean we're friendly.
I want to. That is true.
Yeah. And you know, I think there's lots of families that are like that.
I would venture to say much more than not.
Yes. Much more than
however
people would know on the surface.
You're going to see him at the funeral. So why don't you just have it every 2 years, 3 years, and just get together and get an update on the kids. And yeah. I'm not denying that. I'm not saying, oh no, they're all great. It is, but you just leave all that stuff at the door. It's just fun to catch up on, and a lot of memories, high school.
But you've got so many relatives. I've never known a person that has more relatives than you.
Yeah, well, you were there when we did that stage.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, I think we have, 110 first cousins.
Unbelievable.
So.
Unbelievable.
They have a lot of kids too. So yeah, it goes well. My dad was the baby of 17 kids, so I mean,
it's unbelievable. 17, but the same mom. I mean, one grandma,
yes,
or did like one pass away and then you got married again?
No, they didn't do that.
Popped out
then.
A couple what? With her. No, all right.
No, I don't think my grandpa did that. I don't know. I never met the guy. He died when my dad was 7, so I've just never met him. But I read about him.
I know what he died of.
Exhaustion.
Exactly.
I would have liked to know him. He was kind of an industrialist. He was pretty cool.
I never knew a grandpa.
Yeah, me either.
Never had a grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, who was alive. You know what I mean? When I was alive.
And that's probably why you're such a good grandfather to your kids. And I hope I'm going to be that too. Because you know what? We didn't get that. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I think that's a cool role that you play. Even last night, I know this has nothing to do with Democrats, Republicans, but Trump's granddaughter talked.
I didn't see it, but I read about it. Yeah.
And that's cool. He would call her, ask her how her golf game is. Like, that's how you doing in school.
Yeah.
Typical grandpa stuff, so.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make him a little bit more. Take the edge off that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, grandkids are great. And we're going to be good grandpas someday. So I hope to.
All right.
This will be fun. We got tomorrow. I'm Yeah, tomorrow we got
Friday.
I know, but who's our? Do we have the music thing?
We do.
Who is it?
It is Michaela Lee.
I know that name from somewhere.
Gizmo set us up with her.
All
she's
right,
from
that's
the north.
What it is. Yep. Yes. Okay. She's going to be great. So she's part of our music Fridays. And
if Gizmo set it up, it's going to be good.
It's
going to
be awesome.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, Todd. Great job of putting together a lineup.
That was good.
Wow.
Good
five group. Different guests today. That was just spectacular.
And they were all great.
Nice job. All right. We'll be back in tomorrow morning to wrap up our week. Mind of the Mayor. See ya.